smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
A man's been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of an Irish student in Glasgow. 24-year-old Karen Buckley was beaten to death by Alexander Pacto last April after she left a nightclub and got into his car. Karen's parents paid tribute to their daughter at the High Court in Glasgow earlier. Sky's Scotland correspondent James Matthews has more.
They issued a statement saying that this sentence would not bring a girl they called their little angel back. It will, however, ensure that women are safe from harm from the truly evil coward who took our beautiful Karen's precious life.
This is KMFM News.
The Defence Secretary and Sevenoaks MP has defended a drone strike which killed two British Islamic State fighters in Syria. Despite the strike being ordered without Parliament's approval, Michael Fallon insists it was legal and he wouldn't hesitate to do it again.
It's the job of any government, whether it's a Conservative government or a Labour government, to keep the streets of this country safe, and that involves sometimes taking very tough decisions. But where you have knowledge that an armed attack is extremely likely, where you know who is likely to be involved in planning it, where you have that information, then you are under a duty to do something about it to keep our people safe.
The Prime Minister says the move was justified on the grounds of self-defence. The UK's response to Europe's migration crisis will be discussed by MPs in an emergency debate later. Yesterday, David Cameron announced up to 20,000 Syrian refugees will be able to settle here. Meanwhile, thousands of would-be asylum seekers are continuing to make their way across Europe. Syrian economist Assad Al-Aki says people are genuinely desperate.
There are people who are fearing for their lives. There are people who are going and seeking refuge in a better place. I do not see Syrians staying in Europe or elsewhere permanently. These are not migrants, these are refugees.
KMFM News.
A Maidstone park's been sealed off by police following an alleged sexual assault. Officers were called to Brenchley Gardens at around 9 o'clock this morning. A man was arrested but later released without charge. KMFM has been told the investigation is continuing. Several inmates have been moved from a Kent jail after a disturbance last night left five prison officers injured. Three members of staff were taken to hospital after trouble broke out at Swellside on the Isle of Sheppey. The Ministry of Justice says an investigation is underway.
KMFM News.
Police have confirmed they're going to question the driver of a car involved in a crash which killed his girlfriend as soon as he's well enough. 18-year-old Emily Laker was killed when the Renault Clio hit a tree after coming off Shullock Road in Canterbury last month. Ventesha De Silva, who's also 18 and from Tenham, was taken to hospital with serious injuries. If you live in Thanet, you're being encouraged to throw away litter and help raise money at the same time. It's part of a three-month scheme which will see special bins in the area. The more waste that fills them, the more cash will go towards charities like Porchlight. Keeping the district clean costs over £1.2 million a year. Jasmine Rose from the local council says the idea has been successful everywhere else.
The project was first piloted in Rayleigh and they found an average of a 42% reduction in litter dropped during their charity bins project. And at the same time, obviously, three local charities there benefited.
KMFM Showbiz.
Sam Smith has confirmed he's recorded the theme song for the new Bond movie, Spectre. It's called Writings on the Wall and is available to pre-order from midnight. Sam dropped a massive hint yesterday when he tweeted a picture of a ring featuring the Spectre logo. The movie's in cinemas next month.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and England will be looking to avoid losing the one-day international series to Australia later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, England are 2-0 down going into the third of five matches. Kent Sam Billings is in the England squad for the game at Old Trafford, which is due to get underway at 2. Tennis, and Andy Murray is out of the US Open. He was beaten by South African Kevin Anderson in four sets this morning and says he's already looking ahead to the next competition.
There's nothing I can do about it now. I just got to try and move on and look forward to the next thing, because I can't change, obviously, what's happened out there.
Fellow Brit Johanna Konta is also out after losing to two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova. And in football, Wayne Rooney needs just one goal tonight to become England's record scorer. They play Switzerland in a Euro 2016 qualifier. Rooney moved on to 49 international goals in Saturday's 6-0 win in San Marino.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.